WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful people. It's your girl Riley Hart here, back with another dose of high-value woman wisdom. You know I love keeping it real, so today we're diving into something super important. Boundaries and priorities. Ever feel like you're constantly saying, yes, even when your soul is screaming, no? Or maybe you're juggling a million things, feeling overwhelmed and stretched thin? Girl, I've been there. But trust me, setting boundaries and prioritizing what truly matters can be the ultimate game changer. It's not about being selfish or saying no to everyone, it's about carving out space for your own well-being and growth. Let's get real, babe. In this whirlwind of a world, we're constantly bombarded with demands, from work, relationships, social obligations, and even that never-ending to-do list. It can feel like there's not enough time or energy to go around. But here's the truth. You have the power to choose where your energy goes. Setting boundaries is about saying no to things that drain you, so you can say yes to what truly lights you up. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a beautiful garden. You wouldn't just let anything grow wild, right? You'd carefully cultivate the flowers and plants that bring you joy, while weeding out the weeds that hinder their growth. Boundaries are those fences and pathways, helping you shape your life into a thriving oasis of happiness and fulfillment. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of boundaries and priorities. 1. Know your worth. This is fundamental, honey. You deserve respect, time, and energy. Recognize your value and don't settle for anything less. When someone disrespects your time or pushes you beyond your limits, it's a clear sign to set that boundary. Remember, saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you strong and empowered. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you've identified your boundaries, don't be afraid to speak up. Be assertive, but kind. Practice saying no without feeling guilty. You can say something like, I appreciate the offer, but I need to prioritize my own commitments right now. Or, thank you for thinking of me, but that doesn't align with my current goals. 3. Prioritize your well-being. This isn't just about self-care, though that's crucial. It's about recognizing what truly nourishes your mind, body, and soul. What activities bring you joy? What makes you feel energized and fulfilled? Make time for those things. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or catching up with loved ones. 4. Learn to delegate. Girl, we can't do everything ourselves. If there are tasks that can be shared or delegated, don't hesitate to ask for help. This could be at work, at home, or even with friends and family. Remember, delegating isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of intelligence and efficiency. 5. Be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries and prioritizing your well-being is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble or feel overwhelmed. That's okay. Just remember to be kind to yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep striving for balance and fulfillment. Think about that time you said yes to something just because you felt pressured. Maybe it was attending an event you didn't really want to go to, or taking on a project at work when you were already stretched thin. How did that make you feel? Probably drained, stressed, and resentful, right? Now think about a time when you set a firm boundary. Maybe you politely declined an invitation, said no to an extra responsibility, or simply took some time for yourself. How did that make you feel? Empowered, in control, and happy with your decision? Remember, saying no doesn't mean you have to be rude or dismissive. It just means you're prioritizing your own well-being and making conscious choices about how you spend your time and energy. So, my gorgeous high-value women, let's take this week to really reflect on our boundaries and priorities. What needs to change? Where do we need to say no more often? What truly brings us joy and fulfillment? Remember, you deserve to live a life that is aligned with your values and priorities. So go out there, set those boundaries, and claim your power. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little boundary-setting boost. Let's empower each other to create lives filled with intention, purpose, and joy. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.